sit and wait for my precious heart to break. You promised me forever. Why did you tear us apart? At the end of the rainbow, I found my broken heart. I was a dreamer, and you were my dream. Why did you leave? Welcome home to my broken promised land, where the sun and the cold wind whines. Welcome home to my neighbor heavenland, where the skies are gray, there's no star to lead my way. You said you'd never walk away. Promised me forever, but I didn't realize you never meant to keep me. All your promises were lies. I was a dreamer, and you were my dream. You said you'd never walk away. Said you'd never walk away.
spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us.
Globalism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Fucking day!
That's right, as someone said in chat, how are we feeling tonight, white man? Hope you're doing well. I'm Henrik, thank you for tuning in to Red Eyes TV. Once again, it's Flashback Friday, March 6th, 2026. Hope you're all doing well. Oh boy, our shit popping off here today. How are you doing, Lana?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
Thank you, Henrik.
Yeah. You're welcome, Lana. Over to you for... No.
So back stop to it. You, just Henrik.
Just stop. No, don't even.
Okay. I see my last name is updated, so you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
For years, why didn't you change your last name? How do you know I didn't? All right.
Well, do you want to explain that then? If you just bring it up and don't say anything about it? Explain yourself.
Yeah. So, you know, when Henrik forced me to start doing the show.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that didn't happen.
Get in there, bitch.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit, but yeah. My last name was my maiden name. So that's what I came out with. And then it just kind of stuck that way. And then we just didn't change it. And then I remember there was a period during, you know, a short, I don't know, 2016 era, maybe especially, or before then. People were like, why don't you take Henrik's last name? Why aren't you changing your last name? I was like, well, how do you know I didn't? And then just kind of went with that because it was also easier because then I could use Lana Palmgren, you know, checking into hotels and trying to get access to certain things that we were banned from and censored from. So it worked for a little while, but, you know, cat's out of the bag. So, you know.
All right. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. Well, thank you. Because I want to start with something completely different.
Of course
totally
you did.
Throw me off on that. But okay. All right. Fine. If you want to bring that up, that's fine. All right. Anyway. So, yes, there's a reason for it. And I think it worked. I do think it worked, though, actually.
It did for a
little
time.
Bit. And it might even work some... Well, don't now we're giving it away. So now it's not going to work, obviously, then. But, you know, if you do have a different last name, then you can actually get access to some stuff. Okay, anyway. So this happened in Israel here. It's a very tragic thing. I get very... I'll just say this first, okay? When there's Jews in a small, crowded place and there's gas involved, I don't know about you, but I get very
nervous.
I get very nervous.
Yes, me
okay?
too.
Yeah. Apparently, in an Israeli bomb shelter, someone shit themselves.
What?
And
it smelled
and
real
now,
bad by the looks of it.
And now it's a gas chamber.
But I thought Israeli shit didn't stink.
They're the only ones. They're the God's
chosen like
people.
It smells like flowers when they take a shit,
it's
right?
Vanilla comes out. Yeah, or chocolate. I don't know.
Wow, all that right. That was a doozy.
That was that's quite
that
something right there.
Diarrhea pants there.
All right, anyway. But now for something completely different.
And now it's time for Jews in the News.
That's right, everybody. Because, of course, we never talk enough about Jews.
And that's pretty much this,
AI
right? Come on.
Well, okay, so the theme today of the show is basically like
they want
everything is
news,
fucking blown up and no one gives a fuck about anything and it's just oil prices are up and stocks are down and energy is just, you know, crumbling and just everyone just even giving up in terms of appearances sake of like, why are you going to war with Iran for again? Well, it's this, you see, it's got this godly, it's God's war on bad people, and it's Purim, but also we're protecting our people here back home, and basically what we're getting now is you're going to get an explosion of so-called anti-Semitism here. because, look, I mean, they're getting caught in terms of, like, who's pushing this war.
It's being cataloged.
People are remembering this. We're figuring this out. This is no longer hard to figure out, okay?
Well, that's why they want to censor, control the internet, control AI, so they can just scrub all the evidence, all the records, you know, all the notes that we are keeping on who's doing what and why and when and how.
That's right.
And also, by the way, Goyim, there's no money for essentials like deportations because all of that has got to go to Iran now. Okay, we got Zog Wars, priority, fuck everything else. Your needs don't matter. It all needs to go to the war now, right?
Correct. Pretty much. That about sums it up. All right, I think we're done here then. Bye. Have a good weekend. Bye. Okay. All right.
I got something really fun for the ladies.
Okay. All right. That sounds fun.
This new book dropped called Good Slut by a gender studies expert, Zoe Strimpel. If you're wondering, yes, she is.
I thought that was pronounced Strimpel.
Whatever. Yes. Okay. I don't even have to say what she is. Good Slut, How Money, Sex, and Power Set Women Free. And she's arguing, basically, the measure of a free society depends on how much women can whore around without consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And she calls herself center-right conservative. Oh, my God. She totally supports Israel. No degeneracy there. And is that supposed to be a model of her ugly vag there? It's always that. They always make everything.
Red hot chili peppers.
So
what guy wouldn't want to poke that, you know?
The comments are great, though. Look, Jewish women writing a how-to manual for non-Jewish women to wreck the nuclear family, children, and embrace degeneracy, and people wonder why the Germans burned the books. Hey, look, it's a Jew. So basically, it's a lot of poison. Yeah, exactly. You are a disgusting Jew. No stereotypes being harmed here. She sounds absolutely ecstatic to be set free. Oh, yeah, here's this clip. Did you ever see that clip there? Go down to Melissa Wong's post. Oh, well, we'll play it later. Some young girl there. But yeah, play that one.
Okay. All right.
This is how a lot of young girls actually feel right now.
Ah, we're doing this again today. How exciting. Okay, well, let me see if I can fix that. Really? No. Okay.
Most women, they don't want power. They want to be taken care of. They want to be loved. They want to be comfortable. I met very few women who are actually power hungry.
Okay, now
they're psycho bitches if they are.
I would love to be a stay-at-home mom. I would love to be a homemaker and a wife. I would love to be able to live on a homestead and go milk my cow and take the eggs out of the chicken coop and have one baby in the belly and on my hip and another toddler behind me. That's like my dream, but I can't fucking do that because the way the economy is set up is I'm forced to work. I'm forced to get an education, a higher education, a college degree in order to make enough money that I can be financially independent and afford my own home or my own rent or my own gas or my own groceries, my own insurance. And it's extremely difficult to do that. And it's very isolating as a woman when you have to do all of that all on your own and you can't find somebody that you can outsource some of those chores and financial responsibilities like you would with a spouse. So no, being a single working woman absolutely sucks. It's the worst thing ever. I hate it.
It's empowering.
I would go back to the 1950s in a second just so I wouldn't have to deal with this shit.
You're talking about a traditional nuclear family where the woman doesn't work in a married household with kids.
I'm a guy.
Do we need to hear that part?
No, we don't need to.
Okay.
But according to this woman, Zoe, this Jewish woman.
Silence! Says,
women do not belong behind the sink with the brood. Oh, is she telling people this in Israel? Let's go back to the comments. Who owns OnlyFans? Who owns Pornhub? Who benefits from the degradation and exploitation of our young women? Where are those billions going? Look it up. Here's another good comment. So there I was, publicly discussing sexual perversion and promoting degeneracy, when out of nowhere came the anti-Semitisms. Are you doing any promotion in Orthodox Jewish communities, or is this freedom only for the goyim?
Yes.
Loving the comments on this
post.
I'm
sure she'll go to Lakewood, New Jersey any moment now to push this on the 12 kids that they have that they have us paying for. Yes.
Okay, and of course, Nazi book burning pictures. Oh, look, a new book to add to the burn pile. It just keeps going and going and going with these like good response comments. And, you know, Henrik, before we were talking about, it used to be just like some of the fringe, white nationalist Zionists, you know, anti-Zionists that would post things.
The kooky racists.
Yeah, exactly. I'd post something and then they'd get, you know, removed right away. Mm-hmm. Now it's just they're just getting hammered with comments from all kinds
There's
of people
no stopping it.
That are noticing, like, they're noticing you're pushing these books for, you know, the goyim. You're not pushing. You're not selling this shit in Israel. I mean, come on.
No, of course not. We know that. It's the classic tricks don't work anymore. So now it's a little bit more advanced tricks, right?
And what's with the picture?
Maybe we'll kind of get to that later, but yeah.
She's going to go with this picture? Like, yeah, oh, you know, my eyes are shut. My hair's all...
Well, I mean, looks like a modern art painting to me. So sort of the one eye's over here open. And the nose is over there, but it's kind of long. And then, you know, and then you do brain scans on your tits. See, this is good art because your brain can't figure this out. Your brain is literally confused and angry. Like, what is this face here? I can't. And that's them. You know?
There's no such thing as a good slut. It's disgusting. They're going to be psycho chicks. It's not going to be someone you're going to want to marry and carry your kids.
Exactly. Well, they can keep trying, though. They can keep trying. They want to squeeze the last what they can out of this. If there's five more people we can manipulate with our stuff, we will, basically.
Exactly.
But
it's not working, so I got to say that's very white-pilling to see that people are calling the shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nice try, Jewish lady.
So in the meantime, though, as the fall continues, as the hubris continues, as they have no ability to stop what they're actually doing and just pushing harder and more laws and more wars and more insane, you know, so it's like anti-white stuff or whatever, which is, you know, that's a good development, right? But a lot of damage will be done in the meantime. In the short term, there'll be a lot of damage. But hey, look, it is what it is. But let's talk a little bit about this in terms of like what's going on right now then with the, you know, fixing America and putting America first and the DHS stuff.
MAGA's
and,
happened,
you know,
dude.
All the deportation. All right. We're done.
We've made it great again.
Mm-hmm. No, now it's just about keeping America great. But that's not going that well, is it now? U.S. loses 92,000 jobs in widespread and unexpected downturn. How about that? Healthcare strikes weigh on jobs count. Crucial moment on interest rates for the Fed. It feels like this. They're squeezing the last drops of milk and blood and, you know, bone marrow out of the cow they possibly can here.
Just sucking it dry.
They don't even care anymore. They don't even care anymore. It's amazing, right?
It's so brazen and so in your face. And the question is, what are we all going to do about it, right? That's the question.
Yeah, well, people are going to get mad. That's what I'm going to say. So someone posted about the H-1B stuff because we've covered that quite extensively as one of the, you know, as people were cheering on deportations and, you know, partially, of course, we've okay, this is kind of a good start. I don't mind the rhetoric here. This is fine or whatever. But then
as
time goes on, it's like kind of, it's not really, I mean, I looked it up today of the massive... Remember the huge protest? Was it over the summer? Was it June, July or something in L.A.? Massive protest. It was ICE went in there. They were doing raids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was reading today. It was like they got something like, it's hard to say. And who gives you exact figures? DHS, I think, upped it a little bit themselves. They said like, oh, we got like 10,000 people, you know, and then you look at the fine grain. It was like maybe 8.5 they got from all of that. In California, like 8,500
to quote Lopez, people they ain't making a dent.
Remember that?
He's right. Yeah.
And then what? Comparatively, maybe in like Minnesota with the Somalis or something there. Like let's kind of add it up. Let's say like, oh, you know what, 20,000, 10,000 in each state. I mean, and that's haven't even happened yet. But let's assume that that was it then. Like.
It's nothing.
It's like, what does that
mean? In fact, he's even selling out, and it's just like, oh, well, actually, we kind of need these people, right? Isn't that what he's saying?
We'll get to that, yeah. But anyway, here we got the data here, right? Trump approved 304,000 H-1B visas through the third quarter in 2025. He allowed 310,000 H-2B visas, 66,000 H-2 non-agricultural visas, almost 65,000 H-2 supplemental visas, who knows what that is, and had issued or renewed 145,000 H-4 visas. Also, 640,000 student visas, 122,000 OPT. I'm not even sure what that is. Do you know what that is?
No, it's amazing STEM how many OPT. Of these there are.
This is 1.7 million additional immigrants on visas thanks to Trump. So more are coming in through this way than are being deported through, you know.
And then also the legal number hasn't changed either of a million legally that have come in. too.
Not that I know.
Not that I know of,
not
too.
That I know.
I mean, plenty of people are talking about it, but nothing's changed.
So you might have like, oh, well, border crossings are down in the south. And it's like, okay, fine, great. I'll take that, obviously.
And some countries are banned from coming in.
Yeah. But you know how fast that could be undone? If you don't pass any laws that actually prevents the, like, what you need is, like, you need to codify what is in America into law. And then you need to put it, some countries have this. They literally have this. They have, there is a, in their constitution or their foundational law, they have some kind of thing of like, well, this is what our people are. And this is like a percentage of like what needs to be our population. Like if it
Mexico
begins,
has that.
Yeah. If it begins being a threat, you know, threat to those numbers, we can indiscriminately just deport. We can exclude anyone. Right.
So through that some of the exist. Policies they have excluded, right, like 19 countries that aren't allowed, okay, the border crossings have slowed down, but this is allowing for Indian invasion. So they have selected, like, which groups that they think, you know, which groups are going to replace white people, which groups are okay to replace white people. Well, India is high on that list. Like, they're not doing anything to stop Indians from coming in, right? Yeah, and I saw, what was it, just today, Arizona State University had posted some, just posted a notice of intent to hire an H-1B, get this, software engineer. Engineer. And as Chris points out here, what, there's no American software engineers in Arizona qualified for this job? This is bullshit. And it's $107,000 a year.
Well, Trump,
we need some Jeet for
white
this? Only some Jeet?
Whites were you too dumb? Wasn't that what he said with
yes.
What's her name?
That
on
is
Fox
what
News
he said.
There? Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway.
That is what he said. It's just amazing. Amazing
or Americans were too dumb, or they there's no, it's too hard to educate them, or something like that. I'm not sure what the thing was. So yeah, no surprise there, right?
And then of course he's got this, you know, immigration enforcement priorities. Are you going to play this, or,
yes.
Or am I going to? Okay.
No, we're going to play. Right. Let's play.
Many countries opened up their prisons and dropped them into the United States. Those are the people we're getting out. And we have a lot of heart. They said, you got to lighten up on this. We have a lot of heart for people. They came in illegally, but they're good people. And they're working now on farms and they're working in luncheonettes and hotels and all. And we're not looking. We're looking to get the criminals out right now, the criminals. And I think it's very important. I mean, every once in a while you see a story, we take somebody. He should be out because they came in illegally. So in theory, they should be. But we're focused on the murderers, the drug dealers, the mentally insane. We have a lot of mentally insane killers. I mean, you can't even talk to them. It'd be nice if you could have a little reason, but you can't even reason. These are seriously ill people. You have a couple of countries where they were loaded up. Their mental institutions and insane asylums were loaded to the gills. They couldn't get. They're empty now. But they're filling up because we're bringing them all back. We know where they came from.
Well, and everyone's doing away with it, including America, by the way. There's plenty of like insane people, right?
Oh, they're
so,
just
like,
walking around
all the leftists
now.
And the anti-whites and stuff.
I think
like
I
the,
asked
all the spiteful mutants. Like,
yeah, remember
what
those,
do you do about it?
All those nut houses that used to exist in those big, beautiful old buildings that are kind of creepy in Hitchcock style. They're empty now. Like, let's put them back in there, okay?
It's a better time.
Right? Yeah, so obviously Trump is facing backlash over this, where now he's just like, oh, okay, we need to just focus deportations on the murderers and the criminals
They've
and the
always
insane.
Always be kind of clear on that, though.
But everyone else gets a pass, though? Everyone,
yes.
Like, if you're here illegally, you are a criminal. You are breaking the law. And so now they're just going to get a pass. So what about, you know, all the white people have to come in, and it's all this red tape for them to come in even when they marry someone. Why can't they just walk across the border and stay then? They're good people. They go straight to work.
Mm.
Ugh, just sick of it. So, you know.
Fell for it again. Awards are being handed out en masse.
We knew this was going to happen. It's like,
yeah.
That was going to slow down as soon as Iran was heating up. It was like, okay, everything, all the energy, all the resources, all the investment, all the time is going to go to that, right? Zog war is always number one.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
What happened with Epstein and that stuff too?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's there, obviously, and we'll keep covering it, but I'm saying in the mass consciousness, is it
or the Somali daycares? What happened with that?
Well, nothing.
Why don't we round up all those criminals?
You get a couple of things, and it just jumps from one thing to another, you know, and without it being kind of resolved. And look, I know that's kind of the nature of the thing. No one can perfectly wrap this up
big ones.
with a bow and say that, like, oh, see, we fixed it now. The point is, there is no desire to fix it. So this story here of Kristi Noem kind of shows the clownish nature, of course, of these, like, basically, what is she? She's like an influencer. I mean, that's basically what she is. Like,
I never heard of her until all this.
Coming in and politics is now, I get this great career. Obviously, that's been the case for a long time, obviously, with all the kickbacks and, you know, all the fraud and insider trading you can do, and you can get, you know, make a name for yourself, and then you write your book, and, you know, we know the rest of how this goes, right? So it's been like that for a while, but it's like this absurd level where no one even seems to really care anymore, right? Like, no one, there's no belief or faith in the system in any regard. And it's like, part of me is like, well, good. Fuck it. It's burned to the ground, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, let's get to Kristi Noem here, right?
She's just a good girl who grew up on her family farm.
I know this is kind of hard with, like, with left, you know, there's a lot of leftists to jump on this, but in this case, like, I don't care because they fucking deserve it because they're inept, right? She was
opportunist,
awful in terms of like the budget allocation, as we'll see in a moment here, when it came to DHS and like funneling that through ICE and like actually getting things moving, right? There's no professionalism here of like taking this seriously. Like, stop posting about what you're going to do on social media and just do it. Be professional, slick, discreet, professional in your language, in your delivery. No, it's just this clown
tough
show.
Tough girl attitude, like, yeah.
Put on the cowboy hat and lady, you know, we're going
to... tough on crime. So,
anyway, but so for all the wrong, you know, in some cases, for all the wrong reasons, a New York Times or some of these other publications cover this because they like just seeing a Republican burn and they think it's going to get better if a Democrat gets in. And of course, it's not. It's going to be, then it's going to be even more anti-whiteness and they're going to open the borders. And then, but the point is, the overall like top tier level things is not changing under any Democrat or Republican. It's still Zog that's priority number one. They still go to war. Let's think back a little bit of what like Clinton or Obama or these people did, right? Like, it was bombing Libya. It was still like involved in all these conflicts, which led to the migrant invasion of Europe. We'll talk more about that later in the wake of the Iran war now as well. The Epstein stuff was going on. All of them were roped into that too. There's no difference. It's just a circus of like, here's the pushback. These people are going to do something about it, blah, blah, blah. And then the leftists get mad and then they vote some other guy in, right? And then the same shit just continues. The circus just goes around and around and it just gets worse and worse for everyday, normal, regular people, white people in this case, right? Anyway, so they had an expose here of like some of the kind of critique of her during her tenure here as head of the Department of Homeland Security. But it was a lot of makeup and a lot of Mar-a-Lago face with Rolex watches as she's standing in front of the prison. I mean, that's kind of funny. I kind of that's one of those like I don't care about that necessarily, right? But if she was if there was professionalism and putting her own ego to the side while she was doing these things, then I'd be like, I don't care. That's fine. Like, if that comes with the territory, that's okay. But instead, you get this massively like inept lady essentially who. Who potentially, this is a rumor then, right? So there was a bunch of rumors that like flights and stuff that they were buying for DHS deportation programs had like beds and stuff like that in them. And there was like, they were going on these like kind of in luxury jets, which they had plans allegedly to remodel later. But apparently she had an affair with Corey Lewandowski at the same time. I don't know if this is true or not. It's hard to say. She denies it, obviously, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's true, okay? Wouldn't be surprised. Here's just one clip where someone brought up the pictures of the planes and stuff like that and how she's kind of trying to cover for this. Let's play a little bit.
Did you explain this?
Someone said she got real nervous.
Sir, I'm looking at a picture of an interior. It looks like a bedroom.
Of an airplane.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You're not familiar with that?
These photos are not accurate. If you're referring to the airplanes that the Department of Homeland Security has purchased and are purchasing, we're using them for long-range command and control aircraft that is dictated in statute by Congress for the Department of Homeland Security to have a plane.
Luxury jet with a bedroom in it?
Yeah, we used a 737. I've been on it once, but it is being used by other administration officials, and it is used for command and control flights for the department. The department has found that in purchasing our aircraft, that we will save the taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars.
Does it have a bedroom?
In fact, we spent $1.42 billion on ICE deportation flights last year.
Does it have a bedroom in it?
I believe it's being refurbished and not having a bedroom in it. So it is being refurbished.
Oh, my God. Did you take a nap in this bed? Did you have sex with Corey in this bed? Just get to it.
Justifies being flown out of the country in a luxury jet with a bedroom and accommodations like this.
There are aircraft being purchased that will be utilized for executive air travel and for deportations.
Luxury? Are they buying like Epstein's old fleet of
this is like a planes? A what's private going on here? Government mile high club. That's what this is.
Remember
in
the past, we have used.
Now, so again, just to clarify, like okay, granted, this is a rumor, but there's plenty of like verified stuff later. But I wanted to open with this. Like, what is this? Like, what the hell is this about?
We have used jets of this.
And remember, Corey Lewin, that was that whole drama with Russia during the first administration.
Yeah.
So he ended up, but there's more connections here, right? So keep his name in mind too, by the way. And it's very possible then that they are having an affair. I think Corey Lewandowski was like the main. Press announcer, press release person.
Remember the exact title blast is. From the past
for under her in DHS. Hence, of course, they're working very closely together right now.
Size in this configuration for deportations in the past. If you remember,
in this configuration, by this configuration, you mean with
I didn't
a bedroom
see the inside of
accommodations
them.
Like this that plane for deportations. Is that true?
Sir, we have 737s that are being purchased by the department.
They wouldn't deport
to replace,
people on those nice planes.
Contracts that we have on ICE deportations. That's what they're going to be used for. And in fact, the Coast Guard is the only entity within the Department of Homeland Security that has jets at this point in time. They had two G5s that were 20 to 25 years old that are being replaced so that they can continue to serve our Coast Guard and our military for years to come.
About these.
Now, I mean, with a name like that, how can you not be the president?
He's
literally Mr. White House. I mean, come on. That's Mr. White House. Come on, guys.
By the way, so Corey, since 2025, has been a senior advisor to her. This was an unpaid special government employee.
Unpaid?
Yeah.
Really?
So that's her,
that's interesting. Okay.
Her little special
Come
friend
along
there.
In my plane rides and the luxury bedrooms.
That's right.
747s,
they've been reported as saying...
Flying Jew porn studio. There you go.
Although they don't want to say...
Pretty much.
This, yeah. But
wouldn't they have cameras on that thing?
Administration officials have described...
I'm telling you, it's part of the Epstein operation. They're doing it in the sky now.
airplane purchases as the world's worst deal and an abuse of federal funds. Can you tell me what the Republicans on this committee who voted for what I call the billionaire's bill that gave you the money to buy these jets knew about your plans to acquire luxury jets when they voted for that money?
The dollars for these airplanes was appropriated by Congress. In fact, it's mandated from Congress and rules that you've given us that we need to have a long-range command and control aircraft that will seat up to 17.
Anyway, she's filibustering a little bit there, but he's like,
rather than being susceptible to the contracts that they have to.
Mr. White House, wants his time back.
2 minutes to fill in the
filibuster. I just need to keep asking about this bed. Oh, okay. By the way, have at should be as in the lower third.
Okay,
for you people who are looking and obsessing about it,
I
too see
that.
It happened later.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I was doing that live on the fly here because I had to have something for it. Anyway, I'll fix it. So this is where it gets kind of this is interesting, right? Firm, and again, this is ProPublica, and they're a bunch of shitbags, and I don't like them either, and for all the wrong reasons. But at the same time, they're right in the critique here, right? Firm tied to Kristi Noem secretly got money from 220 million DHS ad contracts. So they had ad contracts for 220 million.
God.
Which is like, okay, I can see like if you want to like spread that into like other countries or something.
Their best
but it
ads
sounds,
were the cheap white nationalist memes they put up on X for
but the
free.
The point is she put herself in so many of them. And we look at one of them. Example
her
when she's
Botox
sitting
face.
When she's sitting on the horse in front of Mount Rushmore. It's with her cowboy.
Do you notice
hat,
when
right?
she talks, it's like this because her face is just so plumped up with fillers.
Okay, here. I know. here it is. Enjoy this, everyone, because this
can't wait. I have not seen it.
This is where it's at right here.
Why do I love these wide open spaces? They remind me of why our forefathers came here. Not just for its beauty, but for the freedom only America provides. I'm Christy Noem. From the cowboys who tamed the West.
10 seconds in. How about selling yourself a little bit, huh?
I'm an actress.
Give a little bit of yourself, will ya?
Who built our cities. To the dreamers who chased the impossible.
The dreamers.
America has always rewarded vision and grit. Our greatness calls people to us for a chance to prosper, to live how they choose.
Is that the glyphosate-ridden field right there for national security?
To live how they choose, to become part of something special. Anyone who searches for freedom can always find a home here. But that freedom's a precious thing, and we defend it vigorously.
Just as long as you're a Zionist,
you cross the border illegally, we'll find you. Break our laws, we'll punish you. Harm American citizens, there will be consequences.
Say anything about Jews will ruin your life.
Yeah.
Your American dream can be as big as these endless skies. From President Trump and me, welcome home.
So it's still, whoops, something else there. Definitely don't want to see that. Live LAX airport. No, thank you. Thank you, you two. I appreciate that. Here's another one where they're kind of criticizing her for this. But yeah, $220 million. Not that ad alone cost $220 million.
I'm sure
quite a few millions. Why? Because, of course, the company tied to it. We'll talk more about it here.
I'm Christy Noem.
Sources say the breaking point for President Trump when it came to Homeland Security Secretary Christy Noem was this $220 million taxpayer-funded ad campaign featuring Noem galloping near Mount Rushmore. Senator John Kennedy pressed Noem about those ads during a hearing this week.
The president approved ahead of time you spending $220 million running TV ads across the country in which you are featured prominently.
Yes, sir. We went through the legal processes, did it correctly.
Did the president know you were going to do this?
Yes.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Overnight, the president saying, quote, I spent less money than that to become president. I didn't know about it. The New York Post also reporting Trump was not happy with Noem's answer this week when she was asked about her relationship with her advisor, Corey Lewandowski.
At any time during your tenure as director of Department of Homeland Security, have you had sexual relations with Corey Lewandowski?
Mr. Chairman, I am shocked that we're going down and peddling tabloid garbage in this committee today.
President Trump praised Noem's work.
Why couldn't she just say no, though?
Yeah. Ew, no, God, no.
No, our relationship is strictly professional.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Anyway.
That's what you would say when you didn't.
Yeah. And then, of course, here's the lefty kind of criticism. Oh, she called the two people that were shot terrorists, kind of domestic terrorists. They basically are. They're fucking spiteful mutants. I don't care about them. Anyway, moving on.
Trump now nominating Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen to take over for Noem. He's a former martial artist and business owner who's also a member of the Cherokee Nation.
Also Mullen a cook. Is already trying oh, to God. Cherokee. Why? It's annoying.
It gets better. Hang on.
White people that want to be, I'm like part Cherokee. It's so cringe.
Somehow it seems... Trump managed to find a person that was worse than Noem.
Gap telling our Rachel Scott that Christy Noem is his friend.
She was tasked to do a very difficult job, and I think she has performed the best she can do.
Okay, anyway, so that's enough of that one. Here's how she looked before, by the way. Look at that.
Yep.
She looked like a grandma,
There was still some.
I think she is a grandma,
fillers.
Technically.
Yeah, there you go.
But, that's how she used it. And compared it to her, Mar-a-Lago face right now that she has.
You're 55. Stop trying to be 25. Really? Just let it go.
Yeah, my gosh. Anyway, that's just a little, making fun of her position there. Who is Mark Wayne Mullen, Trump's pick for new Homeland Security Secretary? I'm not sure if this video brought it. Did they bring up any new... controversy. I don't think so. I think mostly was related to the Strategy Group. An Ohio-based advertising firm led by CEO Ben Yoho has deep and controversial ties to now-then former Department of Homeland Security Secretary Christy Noem. The firm received subcontracting work for a $220 million DHS ad campaign under Noem, raising conflict of interest concerns because Yoho is married to Noem's top DHS spokesperson, Trisha McLaughlin. And then I thought there was something wasn't there a tie to Lewandowski to the Strategy Group as well? I forget if that was, maybe that was not the case. I'm misremembering that. But anyway, the point is, it's all just the big beautiful bill, a bunch of money's freed up. They're all like, let's just buy luxury planes and do these ad camp, give ourselves a couple of million to this group and that, you know, let's help each other out. And, you know,
padding these budgets. Look at this, $226,000 for 5 film shoots. It's like nowadays people do stuff on their phone and more creative stuff. You don't need all this.
No, I know.
Yeah, exactly. They're just pocketing that money. Yep. They didn't spend all that.
So that's part of the critique here, obviously. Let's play this, see if there's anything else on this.
$20 million advertising contract, a $70 million luxury jet, an alleged affair, and an attempted firing over a blanket. Kristi Noem's year and change as Homeland Security Secretary was full of controversy. Kristi Noem's 2024 memoir titled No Going Back was
the first.
What
I'm talking about, the book deals, right? No going back. Yeah.
In the book, she recounted fatally shooting her 14.
It's just a big show. It's just a big, stupid, dumbass. Oh, while they're like tricking the goy to thinking that they're going to get some.
I'm professional and here, sexy, you know, at the same time.
Month-old wire hair pointer because the dog was, quote, untrainable. In a recent hearing.
Well, the dog and all. Yeah, I remember that in the beginning. And then, of course, the lefty argument is that, oh, the controversy over the ice stuff and that I don't like. My criticisms, they didn't take it seriously and they didn't go hard enough in terms of don't begin with like cities and go begin with like employers
The
people profiting from having this cheap labor that's undercutting the American workers,
Trump's saying we need those workers.
Now they're backtracking. Yeah, exactly. No, they're going to get to stay. That's why they never did any of those deportations. This is the big ruse. And in fact, what we've said and the argument we've run for months and months and months now is basically like, all this will do is piss off the opposition that's going to come in with a vengeance to browbeat all these things over regular white people because they're somehow the beneficiary of all of this, I guess, or something. You know, like that's a big lie.
Made in the heat of the moment, not unlike what happened up in Minneapolis.
Federal officials under Noem's DHS killed 2 U.S. citizens in the span of 2 weeks in Minneapolis. Noem accused them before investigation shootings disputes $220 million advertising contract with Strategy Group,
a company tied
to Noem and her top aide, Corey Lewandowski, according to a report by ProPublica. Noem was questioned about her relationship with Lewandowski in a House Judiciary Committee hearing. Both have denied claims of an affair.
I am shocked that we're going down and peddling tabloid garbage in this community.
You did it. You had sex with him.
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't be surprised. So, of course, meanwhile here, notice, due to lapsed federal funding, this website will not be actively managed. Lapsed in federal funding impact on DHS. Now, look, I guess it's just the web and the social media operations for now, but the point is now it's like, money spent, we can't update anything. Is there going to be funding? This is part of the hearing, I think, of her there was to basically try to seek the PAUSE Act, I think, they're trying to get passed or something like that, which as far as if I explained it correctly or understood it correctly, was actually to try to put then a pause on immigration itself, right? But instead then of, as I said, taking this seriously, being professional, putting yourself out of the picture, it becomes a self-serving influence campaign where you can make millions of dollars and instead you get fired, controversy around it, which of course is then more likely that less people will go on and passing things that they actually want to do, like the PAUSE Act, for example, right? To actually halt immigration entirely and do something about the situation.
Also, instead, this is ridiculous. This notice is ridiculous. What, they can't get volunteers? Like screen volunteers who will help do their web and social media operations?
I think they're making a point probably too, but
they don't have AI on the back end doing, you know,
but
come on.
Why would anyone work for free for the DHS website?
Yeah, I'm sure there are plenty of people.
I'll line them up against the wall too then, okay? So here's the current, here's a little sample here of the current guy that's going to come in then. Mark Wayne Mullis. Here's someone that pulled out a couple of clips here, or one clip in particular, from his statement after January 6th, where he actually praised the black guy who shot Ashley Babbitt.
I guarantee you, I don't know for a fact, but I guarantee you he's never had to pull his weapon in a manner like that before. He was the last person in the world that ever wanted to use force like that. And he wasn't wanting to do that. I know for a fact, because after it happened, he came over and he was physically and emotionally distraught. And I actually gave him a hug and I said, sir, you did what you had to do. And I mean that. Unfortunately,
he gave him a hug.
You did what you had to do. You had to kill this woman. You just had to do it. She was just such a threat to you.
He gave him a hug. Oh, how nice. The guy who shot Ashley Babbitt. Okay, great. That's awesome. All right, so here's, what is this, Trump's...
Let's give a little summary here on this Iran war and these other ongoing wars before we continue, okay?
Okay.
Operation Epic Fury, now in its seventh day, and it remains highly active with no signs of de-escalation, obviously. Now, U.S. and Israeli strikes continue intensely on Iran. This is happening right now. This is reports from... the U.S., okay, so, well, take it with a grain of salt, but U.S. B-2 stealth bombers dropped dozens of 2,000-pound bunker buster bombs on deeply buried ballistic missile launchers. This is in Iran. Israel declared a new phase of strikes targeting Iran's underground missile sites, military infrastructure, regime assets. The IDF released footage of strikes on bunkers and claims that they got 60% of Iran's ballistic missile launchers, that they've destroyed them so far. Now, the death toll in Iran is at least 1,300 reported since this war began. This is Iranian government figures. Heavy civilian losses. These are all civilians. Now, of course, the deadliest incident so far was the strike that hit on the elementary school in southern Iran, which killed at least 160 schoolgirls. And then also,
by the way, I'll say about that, everyone has blamed each other. And first it came out that the misinfo started about it was Iran that misfired their own symbol. And then they denied it. And then it was like everything was pointing towards Israel. And then now the latest on this, here's the burial here for these girls, obviously, you see on the screen. It was basically that, America was actually running operations in that part of the country, in that area, location, when it happened. So it's most likely, if it's, and I mean, what's the difference between U.S. and Israel at this point?
Yeah,
too,
they're the same. And of course, it's being said that there's CIA involvement in arming opposition forces right now, encouraging Kurdish uprisings inside Iran. Yes. Okay. Boo. And then there was of course they're going to do that. House narrowly rejected 212 to 219, a war powers resolution to limit Trump's authority in the war. The Senate also failed this yesterday. So only two Republicans supported it, right? I'm sure we can guess who those are. Now, Iran's retaliation is being greatly downplayed. So we don't know the big impact of it, but they are fighting back. And Trump recently demanded unconditional surrender. That's what you were showing there.
Yeah. Al Riven Hooden sent $20. Mm-hmm. Did you had an eye on Roblox with its PDF problem and the latest Sean Ryan show with Schlepp? Every parent needs to see it. It's really grave. Guess which Heritage the CEO of Roblox got? Goyim Fightback.
Roblox?
Yeah, I know that.
Roblox,
but
with its
we
pedophile.
Have that.
Oh, a pedophile problem on Roblox. Yeah, pedophile. Yes, exactly. Great. Yeah. I've heard about that
problem.
For a while.
PDF
yeah,
problem? What the?
I've heard. You can just format it, damn it. You have to wipe it. Okay, that's weird. You just wipe it all out. No, I didn't check that with Sean Ryan, though. I don't keep up with that. But, yeah, I have heard about it, too. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the notice.
Thank you. Okay, so back to what I was saying. Now, Trump says there will be, we can pull up his Truth Social, there will be no deal with Iran except unconditional surrender after that and the selection of a great and acceptable leader. We and many of our wonderful and very brave allies, we know who that is, and partners will work tirelessly to bring Iran back from the brink of destruction as their killing and bombing and all that, making it economically bigger, better, and stronger. Iran will have a great future. Make Iran great again. Donald Trump.
Yeah, which is to put Reza Pahlavi in there, their Zionist puppet, I guess, or something.
But I want to stress all the other conflicts and things that are going on in the background that maybe we've forgotten about. Venezuela, Operation Absolute Resolve. Remember, like we were talking about in Western Warrior, it's going to be Operation Eagle Laser Eyes coming up.
Operation Jew Hammer.
This is so ridiculous. So Venezuela's active. They're pushing for regime reforms. Now there's also Syria Operation Hawkeye Strike. I know I'm joking around, but it's real, right? Active counterterrorism. Now it's not a full war, but it's direct U.S. combat actions. Strikes on weapons, caches, leaders. Okay, Yemen, the Houthis. U.S. strikes on Houthi targets. Iran back, they say. That's continuing. Now, if we go to Africa, Middle East, counterterrorism continues against ISIS and Al-Qaeda affiliates. Drone airstrikes in Somalia, Nigeria, Sahel, West Africa, and Syria, as I mentioned. All that's still going on. Now, Russia and Ukraine, the war is grinding on. This is its fifth year now, as brothers are continuing to kill each other. Now, Russia is slowly gaining ground, of course, and they're going to continue as the U.S. is drawing attention now, diverting everything to Iran, right? So that's happening. And then there's ongoing violence in Gaza. There's intermittent Israeli strikes that are continuing. They say that, oh, there's a ceasefire. Gaza's not in an active full-scale war, but the ceasefire is in effect. But hundreds of Palestinians were just killed here like a few days ago in this post-ceasefire status, right? So the point is America's overextended. They're maxed out. They can't keep this up.
I'm sorry. I was screwing around over here, obviously. Did you mention South America?
I did not even mention South
America. Well, Venezuela, but Ecuador?
No, I mentioned Venezuela,
but
not Ecuador.
U.S. South Command have also initiated an operation in Ecuador now, by the way, too. So the empire is being spread thin.
Yes.
Very thin. Yeah, they're talking about taking... They're running out of ammunition is some of the claims as well. Or like, obviously, to every one missile or something that Iran fires, right? The counter missiles to the interceptors to take those down could be anywhere from 3, possibly even up as many as 9, right? So the ratio is insane, and they're running out of these things, and they're talking about how they're going to have to take them from other parts of the world to, like, use them against, you know, for the countries in Iran, essentially.
Yeah.
Which means, like, the whole Taiwan thing, you know, if China, you know, jumps in here at this point, like, this is you're not going to pull this off.
Yeah.
Like, you're in deep shit here. Like, yeah. This is the thing when you look at them.
Overextended.
They talk about, you know, the flip-flopping on the reasoning for the war. It's a kind of a PR nightmare. They're contradicting each other. It's flip-flops and changes every. Like, it might just be just a bunch of fucking idiots that are, like, not even thinking. They're dragged into this by Israel. They were dragged into
and
this
we'll
by
figure it
Jews.
Out. We'll figure it out.
And
as
then,
we
like,
go.
Fuck, we gotta, what do we do? Like, we gotta act. We can't just, you know, and then, because that's what they're. That's what they're paid to do. That's what they've been Epsteined to do, right?
Yeah.
And now they're just trying to patch it up as they go and make it up as they go. And there's no plan. And it's, well, I guess it's 4 weeks. And then they're calling on, like, people to be personnel, be ready for more than 100 days. This could go well into September, November. Anyway, we'll get, if you have more, please jump in. I just want to say that, like, no one seems to really know what's going. I mean, some people know, but the people who are, like, in front of the cameras and the microphones, they're, like, making it up as they go.
Yeah.
It's a farce. It's a joke.
It's ridiculous. No, we have some clips we can show now.
Yeah, so here's is this Trump here renews ultimatum here for Iran, right?
And I'm once again calling on all members of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, the military, and the police to lay down their arms. They're only going to be killed. And now is the time to stand up for the Iranian people and help take back your country. You're going to have a chance after all these years to take back your country, accept immunity. We'll give you immunity, and we'll be giving you really the right side of history, because that's what it is. So you'll be perfectly safe with total immunity, or you'll face absolutely guaranteed death. And I don't want to see that.
So obviously they're threatening each other back and forth and saying this and that. Well, some of the Iranians are the foreign minister in Iran. He went on the NBC News and he had a couple of words of his own, I guess, in terms of this. Listen.
Boots on the ground in Iran. Are you afraid of a U.S. invasion in your country?
No, we are waiting for them.
You are waiting for the U.S. military to invade the ground troops?
Yes, because we are confident that we can confront them. And that would be a big disaster for them.
Correct. I think that's
so
right.
So you're saying that Iran is ready and willing to take on the U.S. military if there were to be ground troops?
Well, we were ready for this war
a long time ago.
Even more than the previous war. So you can see, the quality of our missiles, how much they are upgraded after the last war, because we learned lots of lessons. And we are prepared for any other eventuality. Even, a ground invasion. So our soldiers are prepared for any scenario. When I said that we are waiting for them, it didn't mean that we are waiting for continuation of the war. No, but we have prepared ourselves to confront with any scenario, with any eventuality, any possibility, and we know that we can handle that.
Are your allies, Russia and China, helping you?
Well, they are supporting us politically and otherwise.
He knows he can't say too much. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. I mean, he's right. Look at a topographical map of Iran. Many people pointed this out, but like, yeah, I mean, they're Persians. They're you know, there is an Indo.
It's like, of all the Muslims to fight, really, you want to go fight like those guys?
Yeah, and this is, again, this is not some big backing of like their Islamist regime or whatever, but like, clear. How the fuck are they? This is just an ancient blood feud with Jews. That's basically what this is. And now all these Goy countries have to be like dragged into it, basically, right? But anyway, look at the map there. It's like this. And Iranians are not Afghanis. You know what I mean? Like, this is not the Taliban. This is not
they're
the state. Like,
dumb desert rats.
Look, and of course, are they getting hit? Yeah, they're being fucking, they're bombed like, they're bombing them like crazy, obviously. But do you know how big it is? Like 90 million people. There's a big country still. You know what I mean? There's a lot of it. You don't just bomb for like a couple of weeks and like that's it. It's over. You know, like that's there's so many fucking places and things.
Right? Well, it was like Syria. Remember how big that? Syria is still pretty big.
Syria's tiny compared to Iran, by the way. So I mean, but look at that. I mean, how are you going to do it? Anyway, here's another comment here regarding negotiations, then. Do you want to negotiate? Listen to this.
We are not asking for a ceasefire. And we don't see any reason why we should negotiate with the U.S. When we negotiated with them twice, and every time they attacked us at the middle of negotiations.
Yeah,
so there is no request for a ceasefire by us, and there is no request for the negotiation with the U.S. From us. We have never sent any messages to them.
It's this... At a time, it was like maybe leaders were actually genuine about talking to each other at one point, even like, I don't know, like Khrushchev and Kennedy or something. They were, when they actually sat down and talked with each other, they were actually like, they actually were interested in like hearing each other out or something. But that like,
now
that
they
doesn't
talk
exist
through the news and social media.
Yeah, it doesn't even exist anymore. It's like this, what was it the other time that, was it the Hamas that was like, we're going to have a peace negotiation, they invited them to, was it some place in Qatar or something? I forget all the details now. And then the Israeli side just like, ha, and they just like sent missiles in and bombed them all, kind of thing, right? Like, you can't, how are you gonna, it's like, they want to kill you. They don't care. Yeah. Like, this is a revenge for Purim. That's what this is. They think all these Jews are wheeling out shit from 2,500 years ago.
The made up stories from the Book of Esther that didn't even happen, okay? There's no record of this Esther lady, this Jew who went undercover as a Persian queen and saved the Jews, you know? Like, it didn't happen.
Haman, there's no archaeological record for Haman. There's no even mention of Haman outside of the Bible itself, which they wrote. Mm-hmm. They wrote this into. He was supposed to be like an underling to Xerxes or something. And like he's mentioned Xerxes plenty in own Persian records and all over the place, right? This Haman guy never exists.
They want revenge for made up stories.
Exactly. That's just it. But now it's like pure. Now it's, they have this whole connection to the past. And that's right. That's right. We just kind of, it's the same. We're fighting the same thing. It's the, you know, anyway, Trump says Iran war to last 4 to 5 weeks, but could go far longer.
Oh, it's going to go far longer.
Just 2 weeks to flatten the curve, everybody.
Do you notice Trump's looking different?
No problem.
I've noticed, like, since this has happened, his physical appearance looks very different to me. Like, he's changed. He's not looking so good. And there's, like, these black beady eyes there, you know?
Well, I mean, look, he's, what, 82 now?
I know, but it's just, like, the energies of everything. And,
yeah,
and
of course. It takes a lot to be a slave to the Jews, okay? It takes a lot out of you, and you're going to age horribly, and you're going to have a lot of bad things happen along the way.
I think he's
going to be used up.
He's going to suffer some health consequences after this. And also just the backlash even from his own people that are just like, what are you doing?
So there's that split, right? You have a faction that's trying to back this up. And let's be honest, the majority of that is simply just MAGA Jews that are just like, this is the greatest thing ever. Yeah. We're protecting America. And we're so proud of all
these Christian Zionists.
Americans that are dying for the sake of this Jewish war on behalf of Israel. Here's Stephen Miller, right? Listen to this. Who's Jew, by the way?
People understand the Trump doctrine is not isolationism. Maybe you can help set them straight, because I'm not too effective, I guess. the president...
Optics Prime sent $5. Goy War's a new dope.
...has made clear that he believes America's awesome military might should be used to protect and defend America's interests.
not to surrender the world to our adversaries, to our enemies, to those who would do us harm, not to surrender the world's resources, lanes of commerce, or capacity to keep our citizens safe. No, America first means America will be the greatest, most unquestioned, unmatched power in the world. And it means we will defend American lives, and yes, we will avenge American blood. Iran has waged war against the American people, this regime, for 47 years.
How have they waged war against the Americans?
America first means going over there and bombing them. It's just amazing.
Yeah, and in fact, as we said, through your awful policy against Iran, instead of actually trying to be diplomatic and actually work with them and like, okay, fine, they're there, we might not like them, but let's buy their oil then or something so we get some mutual, you know, do something. Like, there's other ways you can do this stuff, right? No, instead it's this ancient fucking, you know, Bronze Age blood feud between Jews and what they perceive to be like, you know, the Persians still that try to kill or something. And I guess in this case, Stephen Miller is another representative of that clan who's going to like the strength and pursue. I'm proud of the American lives that were lost to protect our interests, you know, kind of thing. It's like, you're just doing this on behalf of Israel. Let's like, stop lying about this stuff. Lindsey Graham, let's do this one as well, because he also... Obviously joined in to clarify what America First really is about here.
But America First is to kill people.
That's right. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
We appreciate it. Here's another one. He's talking about how it's a religious war. Yeah, thanks. We know.
Yeah, we didn't know that.
Yeah.
This is a religious war. Who wins it at the end of the day? Do the radical Islamic terrorists who want to kill all the Jews because God told them to? Who want to kill me because I'm an infidel?
Wait.
Who want to purify Islam?
You're twisting it.
To reject moderation and make everybody a jihad.
Man, he looks like a little swollen piglet, this guy.
Look at him.
Holy shit.
This is a big deal. I'll deal with Section 230. So what we're facing right now is a moment of decision that will set the course of the future of the Mideast for 1,000 years.
So listen
all
to
this
that.
Biblical
like,
stuff.
Yeah, what
yeah.
the fuck? He's like... At least he's honest about it. He's not like some...
He's
well,
making Jesus
we had to,
come back.
We had to, like... Well, because Israel struck, we had to join in because and protect our interests. Otherwise, Iran would hit our interests. And like, which implied both Rubio and Mike Johnson said this right in comments. They were like implying like we were basically dragged along by Israel. Like we had to do this. And then it's like, so you're telling me that your greatest, if that's true, if that's, let's assume that that's true, you're telling me your greatest ally just started some shit without even consulting you or asking you about any of it, and now put all your people and your installations and all this shit in harm's way. So Iran just, like, destroyed, like, $1 billion radar installation. I forget if it was in Bahrain or Kuwait, but it was somewhere in that area. And they've hit a bunch of other targets. They're hitting oil fields. Now, there's a lot of back and forth where, like, it looks like Israel are hitting targets, claiming it's Iran. They're apparently hitting targets in Armenia, Azerbaijan, and in Turkey, and trying to blame it on Iran to get them to join in, because
typical.
That's how the Israel would do it, right?
That's
they would
how,
just
yeah,
totally underhanded. But one interesting was the oil field in Saudi Arabia, where at least, I mean, look, it's war, I get that. Even if Iran did do that, they would deny it. I understand that, so I'm not trying to be dumb about this either, but it kind of makes sense, right, that they were like, Israel did it, so that they could blame Iran for it, so that they hopefully will get them more involved on their side, essentially. So there's a bunch of that stuff back and forth continuously. And of course, here's the ticker. Sorry, where are we there right now? Someone did iran-cost-ticker.com that you can check in on to see. And enjoy this as your gas prices go up, as inflation goes up, as the food prices go up, as it's harder to pay rent once again. It was a slight recovery for a little bit. Like,
it's expensive.
Gas and eggs are down, you know, kind of thing. But now it's like, everything. With this shit. And Iran said as much. And who can blame them? They literally said, like, we're just going to wage, like, terror on the West here of striking all these energy sources and oil depots and refineries and whatever we can to weaken them, essentially.
Yep. Warborn 21 sent $5. Hey there, family.
Hey.
Remember what Stryker said, Die Juden sind unser Unglück, the Jews are our misfortune. Stay stoked.
Yeah.
Let's look first.
Thank you.
Vote first. Let me look at our ticker. Right. Arctic Wolf. Holy cow. Thank you so much. We needed that.
Holy smokes.
Happy Friday, guys.
That's an Albert Shell, I'm sure, if there was one.
Just Holy wanted smokes. To send a little extra today because you guys are awesome. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on the Iran war. I feel kind of foolish for being such a big Trump supporter for the last 10 years. This certainly isn't what I voted for, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised because of how much Trump is beholden to Jewish interests. Anyway, yeah. I hope you guys are all good and have a great weekend. Take care. Yes.
Thank you so much, Albert.
Thank you Holy so smokes. Much.
Albert sounds $1,000. Yeah. He's
Thank
incredible.
You so much.
Albert is just amazing. He's incredible. He keeps the lights on over here at Red Eyes. Thank you so much.
He does.
Yeah, guys, if you want to try to match that, you can try to match that. Albert is our
angel.
Because
we're not going to match this ticker right here. I'll tell you that.
Albert is our angel God. Investor. Well, look
at this. It's just like, you know.
And this is like... I mean, like this nothing, is nothing but, either but, at the same
but it,
time.
But
I mean,
it is but for it America. It's for the common folk because we're going to have to pay more for everything else. You know, that's what I see when I see that. I see everything getting more expensive.
We're just a stupid goy. Our lives mean nothing. You know, we're just to be exploited, basically.
Al Ivan Hooten sent $10. Two side facts. One, the deployments of CMD, Procaro and For Vendetta, from 2005, were Iraq. Syria and Iran two plot plays in 2020 original 80s and the Gov used a virus against its own people to rule them by fear. Deja vu?
Okay, it's a lot in there.
Yeah, it kind of got jarbled up a little bit.
I'll try to decode that, but I do remember the virus thing part of in that they're using it against their own population. V for Vendetta, did they do that too? Was that in that one?
I never actually watched Deploys that one.
Command Procaro. No, that was a different one. Okay. All right. Thank you, Ulrich. Appreciate that.
Bill Biz, thank you so much. Henrik, excellent interview with Sam Melia. It's still hard to believe the ridiculous UK travesty that Sam, Laura, and their kids had to endure. It's great to see that he remains active and positive. Yeah. It's outrageous.
Definitely. Thank you. Appreciate that. It's very kind of you.
McDozer, I served two combat tours before I realized I was not fighting for the U.S. I served around IDF soldiers. They're cowards and they run and hide as soon as the gunfire hits. When I watched their very rehearsed and trained retreats, that was my aha moments. I threw my bronze star in the trash as soon as I got it.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, we have a lot of ex-military
we know
friends.
Some other people like that too. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Archie, I don't have a religion, nor am I an atheist, but if I was a Christian, I'd believe that Trump is the Antichrist. I just saw news that Europe is preparing for migration from the Middle East. We'll get to that as well. Continue?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we have a lot to cover here. But, okay, so here's a couple of more of this, like the religion. Oh, by the way, here's our favorite little Epstein visitor here, Howard Lutnick, mentioned during the 2024 Trump Vance campaign when he was invited up to the podium. This is what he said, just as a reminder.
So, the first thing we must elect Donald J. Trump president because we must crush jihad.
Oh my God. Yep.
There we go. Okay, Jew. Yep. Okay, ancient blood feud, Burin warrior. Yeah, sure.
You see that demon come out?
Yeah, I know. We just did this. It's Amalek and Edom and all
that
shit.
They are insane. Literally insane, and they're running the show. They do not care. This will not stop.
They're a menace. Look, I'm not a great believer in like world peace and everyone can get it. There are conflicts that happen or whatever, but this shit is just like out of this world. Yeah. Like just in totally insane. Like they're a menace to the entire planet.
Yes.
The destabilized, they give no fucks about anything. Ironically, not even their own in some cases. They throw their own under the bus all the time. Slaughter massive amounts of their own population. They just genocide. If you believe some of their own history that they've written about this. Oh, they worship the wrong things. We just smite like the 10% of our own population. Anyway, back to the point there. Here's another one here. Chabad rabbi, because there's been a little interesting pressure here on Chabad recently, by the way. And I hope we can get to that in due time here.
Let's do it.
But listen to this here. Joining on Fox News to give the host there a little a Purim gift, by the way.
And Shirin Yadigar and Rabbi Chaim Mentz, what do you think comes next?
Just hearing that.
Jeremy did a great show last night about the Iran conflict on Ragecast. Check it out if you get a chance.
Will do. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, Jeremy's always does a good show.
In Iran, will we see regime change, Sheila?
I do think we're going to see regime change. I don't think that we've lost all of these Iranian lives, lost American soldiers, lost Israeli lives to remain with the same status quo. Absolutely not.
Rabbi.
What Khazar was that?
There's definitely going to be a regime change. But I got to say, today, 2,300 years ago, the entire Iran negative people were wiped out. And therefore, we give presents. in the name of Purim and everybody of the NICAT crew.
Oh, look at this. So there'll be a toast. Look
at the Purim gift, everyone.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There will be a regime change.
Oh, my gosh.
Just like nothing.
Yeah, just, we're just killing some more goys.
We don't like you. We're going to just come in there and remove you.
Holy shit. You know what I mean? ADL, obviously, to no one's surprise, joining in on all this too, right? Today's Purim. Happy Purim, everybody. Let's just kill. And then this always says continuous. They think if it be repeated enough, it will become the truth, right?
But Thor's hammer's bad, right? That's a hate symbol.
Well, yeah, of course. Let me do a couple of other ones here, too. Major Jewish organizations are joining in. All the major Jewish organizations joining in the Jewish Purim War against Iran. The Anti-Defamation League, the American Jewish Committee, the World Jewish Congress, and the Conference of Presidents of Major Jewish Organizations. They have all put out statements backing this Jewish Purim war, essentially, against Iran. And they all hearken to this history and the tyrants in this region, and we have to just do this. This is the right thing to do, and blah, blah, blah. Well, look, this is not going to serve you any well, right? People are taking notes, all right? We're looking. We're observing. We're remembering. We're cataloging. Here's to Israeli pilots. Read the Book of Esther. Before heading over to bomb Iran, by the way.
She's not real. She didn't exist.
But it was real in my mind. Isn't that the argument? So then we have this shit with another prayer circle here in the White House.
Yeah, Paula White, remember the wacky church lady? Mm-hmm. Had Trump's spiritual advisor and personal pastor and just total freak, man. She was praying with him yesterday in the White House saying...
Yeah. Do you want to play it? We can just play it. Okay.
No to Trump is saying no to God.
Lifting up the arms of our president. We pray for your continued blessing and favor to rest upon him. We pray for wisdom from heaven to flood his heart, his mind, and Lord, you will guide him in these challenging times that we're facing today. I pray for your grace and your protection over
suckers.
Him.
You suckers.
Grace and protection over our troops. And all of our men and women serving in our armed forces. And Father, we just pray you'll continue to give our president the strength that he needs to lead our great nation as we come back to one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We pray your heavenly blessing upon him in Jesus' name.
Amen. All right, anyway, that's Paula White there in the red, obviously. There's a bunch of other lunatics in there, too, by the way, so it's not just her. But yeah, she's one of the wackier ones.
It's that Jewish hold. They just cannot see what they are doing and how they are misled. They're just completely off the mark.
Yeah, and it's this continuous appeal then to America, to the American nation and stuff. And it's like, but how is any of this in your... None of this is in your...
Doesn't benefit your kids and your grandkids? No, they're going to suffer because of all of this. This is just
stupidity.
Yeah,
it's going to make it so much worse, everything. It's going to just another
Utter
just, you know.
Stupidity.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember to play that clip of her praying in tongues.
Okay, yeah.
God rules. When I walk on White House grounds, God walks on White House grounds. I had every right and authority to declare the White House as holy ground because I was standing there, and where I stand is holy. To say no to President Trump would be saying no to God. And I won't do that.
We are in a spiritual war
no to
right
Jews.
Now. Yeah. Every demonic network that has aligned itself against
the one that's in the White House, controlling the White House, lady.
Trump. Let it be broken. Let it be torn down in the name of Jesus.
You want me to tell you what my thoughts are? The thoughts of the King of Kings. The thoughts of the Lord of Lords. I'm downloading heaven.
Hey! The Jew. Hey!
This is always a classic.
Oh, no more praying in tongues?
Oh, that was it? Okay.
So I had a friend who shared a funny one. We were talking about praying in tongues and how weird it is, and I have memories of this as a young girl, too, being in Bible camp, right? They're teaching you to pray in tongues.
Here's more. Do you want to hear that?
Yeah.
Here's the other one here.
Yeah.
La mama, la rabba. just sounds like an African language.
And she loves Africans, remember?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Literally just nonsense.
A Christian friend who does not pray in tongues, and he's like, oh, yes, to buy a Honda, sell a Honda. She comes in a Honda. She goes in a Honda.
She did say Honda at some point. There. It literally came in that way.
Warborn 21 sent $5. Oh, dad bitch crazy.
That's right.
I mean, yes. She really is.
Yes. There was this article out, and some people were refuting it and said this is not true or whatever. But someone has said that the U.S. military commander addressing his troops said that President Trump has been anointed by Jesus to light the signal fire in Iran to cause Armageddon and mark his return to Earth.
This is insane.
Someone said this is absolutely fucking nuts.
Yes.
It is, people. And Information
cult.
Weinstein. Like, that's the Mikey, I guess that's militaryreligiousfreedom.org. It's a real organization within the military, right? Mr. Weinstein, thank you for taking the calls and calls of some of my colleagues as to what happened earlier this morning with our combat unit. Please protect my identity and the identities of those I'm speaking for, as we discussed. Our unit is not currently in the combat zone, AOR, regarding the Iran attacks, but we are in a ready support function where we could be deployed there any moment to join and augment the combat operations as participants. I am an NCO rank withheld in our unit. This morning, our commander opened up the combat readiness status briefing by urging us not to be afraid as to what is happening with our combat operations in Iran right now. He urged us to tell our troops that this was, quote, all part of God's divine plan. And he specifically referenced numerous citations out of the Book of Revelations referring to Armageddon and the imminent return of Jesus Christ. He said that President Trump had been anointed by Jesus to light the signal fire in Iran, as he said, to cause Armageddon and mark his return to Earth. He had a big grin on his face when he said all of this, which made his message even more crazy. Anyway, people were refuting this. There's a link to a Substack here.
Alriven Hooden sent $20. Sounds wild, but I can even prove it by logic that V is a placeholder / symbolizes for the painter. But that's quite a lot more to a joke, just saying. Look at actions, not labels. Happy B-Day, White Rex.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. So here's the Military Religious Foundation, right? The MRFF inundated with complaints about gleeful commanders telling them about that this is all God's plan or something like that, right? But the point is, this is...
This is what they believe in. This is what they're running with. And they've got the money and the bombs. And it's just a wacky religious cult war. That's what's happening.
They can get away with anything here in this, in that sense then, essentially, right? Like if you're working with like genocidal maniacs, first of all, on the Jewish side, and then you have this doomsday Armageddon on the other that like, you know, our savior won't come back until the whole place burns, essentially, right?
Like total destruction and peace will come.
Like, call me crazy, but maybe that's not the people you want to put in charge of like nukes and bombs and like
warfare. Derek Cherusker, thank you very much. As just say no to Zaw. Glenn the Chinaman, good to see you. It's been a while. Always remind normies that we're still feeling the consequences of World War II. Watch them connect the dots.
Exactly. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. Yes. So before we get to the kind of the sad part, I guess let's play something more kind of, I don't know what this is, but it's Purim in Israel. And apparently at those points, anything goes, anything is allowed during Purim, which includes kids smoking cigarettes for some reason.
No matter what, I got someone on the inside.
Drunk.
I really don't care.
Drunk Jews. I don't care.
Smoke
either.
More cigarettes.
Yeah.
Rabbi Shmuley. Oh, they all look like that.
Yeah, can you imagine? It's almost like it's genetic or something. Check out the beat here, though, huh? I know you're swinging right now, Lana. Woo! Woo! Okay, so I guess... And it was like... It wasn't the only thing. Apparently in the... let me pause that if I can. In the Israeli shelters... Oh, is that computer going to... poop out of me now. I can show. Well, I don't want to cut back and forth between like dramatic, sad things and that. Yeah, it's funny. This happened the last couple of times. Let me just see if I can exit out of here real quick. No? Okay. I guess not. In the meantime, let's enjoy Paula White's face. Why, what have you been talking about? Christy Noem. Just that weird, the bubble. the bubble face from too much Botox, too, by the way. And I mean, these people deserve being made fun, like have their faces being made fun of, you know, kind of thing.
And remember, this woman has been in she's had numerous affairs with men.
You don't tell me.
So
you're telling me now for the first time.
And she's like, well, God's forgiven me for that, you know.
Well, she decides.
Hondas. Get in my Honda. I have my Honda. Do you want a Honda?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Anyway, I'm trying to wait for the goddamn computer to poop out of its
setting
here. Come on. What are you doing? Okay, there we go. Okay, we're back here. So here's a different one. Where are we here? Check this one out. Here's apparently another kid smoking. Israeli shelter life is wild. I've watched this 3 times, and I still don't know what I saw.
They're in a bomb shelter. I think Iranians are going to kill them. You can tell my kid's already a little shit, too. You know, they're all just spoiled. Spoiled AF. He has got his little crown on and stuff. I'm the king.
I'm the king. The Burger King crown. No, that would be a defilement of the purpose. Yeah, exactly. Like this, I guess they dress up and give you. So again, just weird. Yeah, just Purim, just made up around, you know, just bullshit. He just wrote
about anything goes.
We totally defeated
that
guy that didn't exist, and we killed them. In fact, you know, and we'll do it again. Damn it, you know. And now they're actually like bombing Iranians as a consequence
actually
of this,
killing
too.
People, yeah.
GOP restrainers say Trump abandoned them. The president's restraint-minded backers accused the administration of breaking its promise. Which, I mean, you could... Look, we knew that, like, Iran... that was always... Like, so how many decades have we talked about that now, in a way, right? I mean, the Jews have dreamt about this for 47
but
years.
How many times did Trump say, no more wars, and no, we're not going to do that, no,
I'm
Iran,
the peace president.
Leave Iran alone.
And then here we go. And always keep in mind that you could go back to that ticker when things hurt and think about the fact that you're paying for that, right? Every Thad missile or, you know, Tomahawk or whatever that goes, oh, there's 2 million more. You know, it's like, thank you. Appreciate that. So here's, we showed the picture earlier, of course, also of how this looks then when they're bombing kids and stuff and plenty of civilians, and then the narrative, as usual, as it is in Gaza, right? It's like, no, we're helping these people. We're saving them. We're helping. We're liberating them,
we're setting
them,
you
fact.
Free from your tyrannical government.
Here's U.S. bombs dropped close to a school full of young boys in Iran. Look. Okay, so that's fine apparently. Yeah, one of those hit a kid, I guess. The pole hit a teenage boy, and he died from his injuries.
Yeah.
But here's Pete Hegseth, who has a Yeshua tattoo and a Jerusalem cross, I think, right on his chest.
That's right.
The Yeshua in Hebrew, by the way, in actual Hebrew letters, Yeshua on his arm. This is what he said.
Ending and fixing their leaders and their military leaders, flying over Tehran, flying over Iran, flying over their capital, flying over the IRGC, Iranian leaders looking up and seeing only U.S. and Israeli air power every minute of every day until we decide it's over. And Iran will be able to do nothing about it. B-2s, B-52s, wow. B-1s, Predator drones, fighters, controlling the skies, picking targets. Death and destruction from the sky all day long.
My God!
We're playing for keeps. Our warfighters have maximum authorities granted personally by the president and yours truly. Our rules of engagement are bold, precise, and designed to unleash American power, not shackle it. This was never meant to be a fair fight, and it is not a fair fight. We are punching them while they're down, which is exactly how it should be.
So wow. It's just if we kind of double down harder, then it's like, oh, well, I guess he knows what he's talking about. That's pretty cool. Oh, let's go. I'm glad the trannies are out of the military so we could finally have, like, you know, a bunch of Persians and Iranians die because of, you know, Jews or something. You know, that's good, I guess. And so, of course, here's some of the footage of how that actually looks on the ground.
And
some of the kids being injured
and killed.
And this goes on for like 3 minutes of just like a compilation of different kids that are like maimed and killed or
like you said, death
injured.
And destruction from the sky, and it'll stop when America and Israel want it to stop.
Yeah.
This is just outrageous. It's all civilians getting hit, but they're liberating. They're actually freeing, and there's got to be some casualties along the way. It doesn't matter if it's a bunch of school kids. You know, we're going to change your leader, and it's all going to be better.
We're helping.
Totally beholden to our interests.
This is what Jews do, right? We're here to help. We're helping you. We're liberating you. In fact, when we kill you, we're liberating you. Okay? That's how this goes.
It's the same story. Same with Gaza, right? And then they'll say, oh, no, we don't want to, you know, our goal is to not get civilians. Like, that's all they did all day long in Gaza. Like, it was just civilians all day fucking long they're killing.
Well, because it is a religious war, and part of that war is to exterminate what they see as a competing ethnic group. That's why partially they advocate for white genocide in our countries, right? Demonizes, eradicate our history while they give us their own to worship. Like, we're supposed to sit here and read their works and, you know, think about Purim or something. You know, this is great.
Three-letter agency sent $5. Another war to send white kids from Kansas to kill sand ninjas for no reason.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. Yep.
Yeah.
Kansas, the Midwest and the Appalachians.
We were talking
the
today.
Deep South, even the southern region, a lot of military people in America comes from, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, and earlier today, I know, Henrik, you and I were talking about, like, why don't people care? Why aren't they getting involved? Even when it's a war, they, like, don't care. And I'm like, well, probably because their sons aren't being drafted yet. Maybe when a big draft comes, then you'll fucking care, right?
Well, it's like the Marine Corps vet, right? I mean, we can kind of mix this in here now. He had his arm broken because he said this, remember?
Israel is the reason for this war. America does not want to fight this war for Israel.
Let's go. Come on. Let's go.
Whoa. Send in the Zogbots, you know, like you cannot say any of that kind of stuff. Anyway, there was, and again, we might not agree with this guy.
But he's right on this.
He's right on this, obviously. He's Brian McGinnis. He had his arm broken by another senator that came in, another Zogbot from Montana, Tim Sheehy, or however you pronounce that, came in. Helping out these two cops as they're wrestling him to the ground.
White guys fighting each other over Zog Wars. Great.
Much.
Stand up for America!
Yeah, there's Tim Sheehy joining in there.
The fight for Israel!
There, his arm.
That was his arm?
That was his arm. Yep. Crack. That's it.
No one wants to fight for Israel.
His hand.
And he was praised for that. Obviously, all the people around him, they're like, "Oh, this is geez. They're helping. They're doing great things." So he's married the guy there, the Marine vet there. He's married to a Palestinian, so obviously he has a different reasoning for why. But in this case, like, I don't care.
No, you know he's right about this.
And what, should I just... Well, that's a brownoid talking point now, and therefore you want to nuke as many Iranians as possible because they're brown or something, right? Well, the problem here is that how it's impacting everything else around. And once the Jews...
You always pay for it.
If the Jews roll around and exterminate this, they'll just turn right back your attention to you, and then you'll be next, and you'll be drone striked.
And then we're going
to
welcome more terrorism in our countries, and more of our kids are going to get blown up or run over
Activates the migrants in our countries. Yes. And again, it's not like, therefore, we can't
Same
do anything.
Cycle.
If they should be activated over something, it's because, like, we take our power back, and we're starting to kick them out because we're done with them. Like, fine, then that's the price we're willing to then it's like, but now at this point, no, fuck no. So they broke his arm anyway, this guy, and at least he was, like, you know, speaking up and saying something about it, essentially. But yeah, like BlackRock, who cares?
Yeah,
though?
Yeah, people can't take out their money.
BlackRock stock plunges.
Yeah.
Private credit fund limits investors' yeah. exits.
You like, can't what you pull it out. It's like, it's my money. I put it in.
It's BlackRock.
Well, I don't do this, but like, yeah. you know, and they're, nope, you can't take out your money.
Financial Times is this. Yeah, depleted oil reserves leaves U.S. exposed as Iran war pushes up the prices. We've talked about this, right? Mm-hmm. Crude oil just like skyrocketed essentially to Brent crude oil now sitting at $93 per barrel. The highest since 2023, which is just when it started to kind of like come down from all the COVID stuff and mm-hmm. everything else, right? EU urges Ukraine to allow access to pipeline carrying Russian oil.
Yeah, oh, so did...
Really? Oh, that's not for real. That's not serious now then, because now there's another more serious issue. So let's just forget about all that.
Yes.
What was the point of it then?
Yes, yes. Did we have that article in there where they're like allowing now? Oh, yeah. for 30 days, did you have that in there?
Well, this is okay. A boost from Moscow in the shadow of Iran war. U.S. allows India to buy Russian oil for a month.
So the U.S. They had a penalty tariff on India for using Russian crude oil, right? And they lifted this penalty in February, conveniently, right? They said that that was a tariff that was contingent, lifting that tariff was contingent on India completely stopping Russian crude oil buys because they say it helps the Russian war, all that. Now the Treasury Department is issuing a temporary 30-day waiver, they said. All of us, 30-day waiver to allow India to buy Russian oil. The short-term measure, they say, because it only authorizes them to buy oil that's already at sea, right? So they don't have to go buy new oil. I don't know. Some stopgap measure to, they say, alleviate pressure by Iran's attempt to take global energy hostage. Well, yeah, they should. You're fucking bombing them and killing them.
What are they left to do? Exactly.
Of course they should do that. What are they supposed to do? Share? Like, let you buy it now? You're fucking killing them and regime changes? It's just amazing to me. So, you know, they need to keep this war going. So now it's okay. For 30 days, we can buy Russian oil, you know, or however long. Well, Russia should also say, you know, F that. We're not going to sell it to India.
Well, yeah, if they had any balls, but they'll probably accept it because they're in a bad.
Then they need money
they're in
for
a bad
their
economic
war.
Spot too. Exactly. So it's a big joke and a bunch of people. But the point is, this is already Europe has already been buying. You know, oh yeah, we're buying Indian oil, right? So we're actually enriching Jeets while Europeans have to pay more for it as a go-between just so that they can basically just accept Russian oil and then it's funneled through. But the Financial Times piece there too, it says like the EU urges you with ever how much money. I mean, again, this should never have been the case. And as I said, like we should just have been on good terms. But this is what happens when you get Jews involved, okay?
Yeah.
Look at Ukraine. Go back to 2007, really, when they begin to get weaponized against Russia. And there's a bunch of Jews and they're manipulating Ukraine and all the neocons are in there. And, we know the rest is history, right? And the end result is a bunch of Russians and Ukrainians dying in the conflict while they're enriching themselves. Europe has to pay more. Everyone's declining. We're giving them all the weapons. Everyone's depleted. And then, like, I mean, it puts really the whole Fukuyama, is that his name? The whole the end of history, liberal democracy won out. The Cold War is over. Everything is won. We don't need, you know, Sweden's doing away with their bomb shelters and everything is over. You know, like, we're fine.
B0E Lingfrog sent $5. Pile. Hail White Chat. A member of Second Sons was doxxed in MTLL by the Gilmore whore using an Antifa gov contact.
I heard that.
Let's turn this around and make it into a positive thing. GSG link. Down pointing finger emoji.
gibsandgo.com/ Holy shit. Zardo. Z-A-R-D-O. gibsandgo.com/Zardo. That's the link for that. Yeah, I did see it in passing. I just didn't have time to cover it yet, but we'll definitely drop that at some point as well. But thank you for reminding us about that. I saw it on Fairman's Telegram account, unfortunately. So, back to the point there. What point was I making?
the Russia stuff.
All the conflicts, right? But this is what you get when you end up in a situation where you just placate to someone else's interests continuously, and don't take your responsibility. And Europe is now kind of like, once again, like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? The energy situation is like, yeah, what did you expect? Like, we just, the upside with this, though, I think, again, has kind of been the theme here, and then we'll take a little break. We'll continue Afterflash a little bit here. We'll cover the how Tucker is being attacked for being anti-Semite in the Afterflash segment. It's kind of funny because like he was doing one segment about Chabad and the whole fucking thing just popping off.
We also I don't trust Tucker, but I don't either. Also, this possible refugee wave in Europe.
Before we close out here. Yeah, definitely. Because I wanted to tie together with that. That is like this. My point is that we're continuously being like victims where like shit just happens because we have like, I mean, the leaders we have are not serious to begin with. So I understand that that's the problem, right? But they're I almost feel like they're acting a little bit. I saw a clip speaking to what you just brought up there then with the potential refugee wave. Speaking to, was it Olaf Merz? Is that his name? The German prime minister?
Mm-hmm.
Who was talking about that like, oh, well, can we please show restraint and we should seek diplomatic ties with Iran because otherwise we're fearing another refugee wave. And it's like, you understand that, like, you can pass laws in Europe that just say we're not accepting any refugees and asylum seekers anymore. But I almost feel it's like this plain cover. When I saw the clip, it was like this. They're trying to pretend like this is just a very unfortunate side effect. And we really, really hope that it doesn't happen. But they're saying that so that they won't literally be blamed for it when they're the fucking cunts that are allowing all this shit to happen because they're not putting their foot down and stopping it. And there's things that you can do here. But yeah, your point here is Europe braces now. So with all the talks, J.D. Vance, Trump himself, you had Marco Rubio recently, all of them were over lecturing Europe on how your civilization is being destroyed because you're letting in too much migrants. And here you are starting another fucking war.
What about what America is doing
war.
To create those migrants as well?
Exactly.
Right? And then also, what about these like, oh, partnerships with Europe and we have to care about the motherland? Well, this isn't caring about the motherland, okay? Now Iranians and then everyone else is going to jump on this too. If Iranians are heading to Europe, then it's going to be like, well, I'm Iranian or I'm
just like
part
when
of the war.
Syria, the Syria thing.
Yep. And then meanwhile, the U.S., remember, they have a full suspension on visas and entries for any Iranian nationals, right?
Right.
So they're all going to go to Europe. Not that we want them in Europe or America, but that's what's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Now, there's already talks about Iranian migrants have already been arriving at the camps, right? The jungle camps in Calais. In Dunkirk, they're already there and they're preparing to cross the English Channel.
And they're piggybacking on that too, right?
You know? And there's even pictures of like some niggers in the mix there now, you know, because that's what happens. They're just like, oh, let's jump in there. I'm Iranian, you know.
I'm totally Iranian. Yeah, well, it's destabilization. They're starting. I mean, the other thing is too, by the way, all the sea traffic, the Strait of Hormuz has been closed off. Part of also, of course, I didn't mention that yet, but why the oil prices are going to skyrocket now. All the other traffic, many of these Middle Eastern countries, they rely, I mean, something like 80 to 90% of the food they input, they can't grow shit in that fucking sand that they got over there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
That's cut off. You're going to see massive refugee waves because there's this global destabilization. We're like right at the pinnacle of like a Bronze Age collapse, but in the modern era.
Mm.
And one thing, we're just waiting for the sea peoples to show up. And I guess that's the Jews now then or something. But that's all it takes, right? It's just this one linchpin in this highly complex trading system. And like, you know what I mean? And you break one of those axes and the whole thing just deflates.
That's why
we
need to be nationalistic and local minded and just think about our people and our own ecosystems, our own food supplies.
Yeah, I know.
Self-sufficient and sovereign nations and borders. That's why we need these things.
You show up, we shoot. That's really just how simple it has to be. You know what I mean?
Yep. Nothing personal,
but it's just we're done. Exactly. Nothing personal. I don't, you know, good luck, but like you have your own land and
that's how it has to be.
Yep. Exactly.
Otherwise the zombies will be at the gates, you know?
Oh yeah. And then we'll show up. Okay. Yeah. It was a clip that we don't have to play now, but even Thomas Massey was again, one of the few good ones. You know what I mean?
Him and the one other guy who was like the only Republicans against this.
Yeah. Have we learned nothing? Massey rallies against regime change experiments after Iran strikes, and it brings this up in the Congress speech there too about like this is going to lead to another migrant wave in Europe, you know. And I thought you guys were just talking about like you were at the Munich Security Conference talking about how Europe is being destabilized and becoming an unreliable partner to America. because you're basically letting Muslims, like, they will run your country eventually if this continues. And then here they are. They're not serious about any of this stuff.
Repeating the same thing. We're in Mercury retrograde right now, too, by the way.
They're not. This is not. When they say those things, it's not because they actually mean those things.
Yeah.
It's like they're. It's almost like they're rubbing our noses in it. They're.
Some of them are just dumb.
Some of them are dumb, but like they're telling us, like, don't do this, and then they do things that leads to more of that, and they're like, haha, it's your fault, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. So we got some more stuff coming up here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a little break here. It's around 4:22 local time here, Pacific. We're going to kick off with Afterflash in about 10 minutes or so. We have some players for that embedded on Locals and Subscribestar. If you want to join us right there right away, if you're not a member, if you're an existing one, you can watch at redassmembers.com. Do keep in mind that we have to manually activate your account. Usually takes about 24 hours or so, so we appreciate your patience on that. But if you want to get in there and join us for Afterflash, right after Flashback Friday here, do it on Locals or Subscribestar as the players are embedded right there, and it'll be immediate, obviously, activation there as well. But yeah, we have some good stuff coming up we're going to talk about, so join us for that. I do want to say thanks to our producers and stuff like that too, but I do have to import the latest ones real quick here too.
Yeah, we'll also, in the next segment, also get into some of these supposed far-right Israelis, right? And what they actually think and what they actually want as well when it comes to this war, and they're happy to have all the Mohammeds, right, wanting Mohammed to be the most popular name in Europe. So I also want to get into that.
They're totally on our side, Lana. You know it.
I'll arrive in Hood and sent $10. Who again created communism and who is destroying the whole West? The block of the supposed dead communism is stronger as ever in Cold War? Connect the dots. Jen Shane of Weemelbury, 1982.
The last one, I don't get that one. I have to say, John Jane Zena. Anyway, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, they're maybe stronger because they've been kind of not involved in the Western process of degradation as long, maybe. Maybe that's why, the communist bloc. But anyway, thank you. We appreciate the support.
They're a little behind. Ulrich,
appreciate that. Okay, here we go. Executive producers, before we wrap up here, Albert Arctic Wolf, thank you so much for your incredible support today. We appreciate you so much. We got William Fox from America First Books as well. We got Angry White Soccer Mom among our executive producers, together with some great people like Purple Haze, for example. We got Glenn. You've seen chat today, Glenn, as well. Thank you so much for your support. We appreciate you. We got President Obunga as well joining us. Thank you. We got Good Luck Lap as an executive producer, together with Number One Jeebs. Thank you for your support, sir. Appreciate it. We got Hungarian Mom. Many thanks to you guys as well. Appreciate the whole fam. We got Sun Destroyer 520. Thank you. Appreciate you. We also have the Deplorable Extraordinaire. Thank you for your support. Much appreciated. We have Santoso as well joining us as an executive producer. Thank you. We got the Boo Man as well. Many thanks, Boo Man. Appreciate you. We have Charles Turner Jr., last but not least, as an executive producer. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Then we got our producers, Red Pill Rundown, Ju Hanson, Leo Dumont, Ice Open, Single Action Army. We got Lord H.P. Lovecraft, Trevor, Der Schwabe, Alcyon, Aurelian, Perfect Brute, Greg M., J. Barr, Chris W., Skarzinski, Muskrat, Centurion, Scott James Henderson, Deer in the Headlights, Joseph W., Citizen Intel, and Ernst Jaeger. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. If you want a shout-out from us here at Red Ice, a special thanks. Get your name in the credits. Help Red Ice to grow and expand. Get a producer or an executive producer tier membership over at redicemembers.com or subscribestar.com/redice. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Okay, so there we go. Sign up for a membership. What about the merch, Lana? Do you want to shield the merch?
Get some merch. Go to lanaslama.com and get a Flashback Friday shirt. Come on. A Folk First, a hoodie.
So we're out of those. I think we're out of large, the Folk First, the large, right now.
Yes.
So that's going fast. So if you're anything but a large, we're going to get some more in stock, by the way.
Yeah, we'll keep it coming.
If you're
but
a large, pick them up now because they're going fast. But yeah, we got the Flashback Friday shirts and, of course, the awesome hoodies as well. Check these out. Those are great. The Red Ice hoodies with the runic seal on it. Very, very comfy.
We'll make some tanks for summertime, too. Need some muscle wife beater tanks.
Muscle wife beaters. There you go. There you go. And by the way, too, that's still the coupon code still working for the
moving the old merch. So Flashback Friday 50, put it in there, get 50% off on the older styles. So get on in there.
So any shirts, right? Any shirts?
Yeah.
So any of the older stock shirts, basically. So this stuff right here, basically the Folk First for kids as well and all that. That's 50% off right now. So check that out, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great way to support us as well. But of course, you can obviously just get a membership at redicemembers.com, redicetv.locals.com, or subscribestar.com. And as I said, we'll be taking about a 10-minute break or so, and then we'll be back with After Flash because we have more to cover. So join us there. If you're a member, join us in the chat there as well. We always keep an eye on that through the show as well, the continuation. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Folk First, we'll see you on, well, in about 10 minutes or so.
Sounds good.
Take care. Bye. Thanks. Now, do make sure that you follow us on our Rumble channel for more Red Ice TV on Rumble.com or on X at Red Ice TV. You can, of course, go to redice.tv as well. Tune in to our live streams and shows. Flashback Friday live on Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. No-Go Zone Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern. We also do interviews, videos, clips. And Western Warrior is available Tuesdays, exclusive for our supporters and subscribers at redicemembers.com or on our locals, redicetv.locals.com or subscribestar.com/redice. Get a membership, check out everything that we do, and support the show.
New Red Ice merch available now. Folk First t-shirts for adults and for toddlers. Fatigues for men. Our favorite, the Red Ice camper mug or ceramic with black print. High quality leather keychain with solar boat imprint. Our Red Ice hat, one of our best sellers. Pick one up today. Or why not? Gray Auslander Rouse t-shirts for both women and men. We also have Fridge Magnets, Folk First, One Disease, and our black men's t-shirt with the classic red solar boat. Folk First. Get your Red Ice merch from LanasLlama.com. Get an item today. Lana's Llama, proud sponsor of Red Ice.